from the studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas. All information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line. Live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app.
The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views.
If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
Hey, have you seen Captain America yet? It's now showing at Parkway Cinema in Natchitoches. Go to katieannacinema.com and click on and find all the movies and the show times. And don't forget tomorrow's special price date. Any movie, any age, any time, only $6. Parkway Cinema, got a question for you. Someone in your household got the TV up really, really loud, and maybe they're missing a lot of conversations. Don't have to be. See my friend, Dr. Karen Mills, at Hearing Solutions. She's in Hemphill, Texas, and Jasper, Texas. A short drive if you live in Louisiana to get the most professional service you can find anywhere. Go over and get a free hearing test. Find out what your situation is and see if she can help you. If you're a veteran, the hearing aids, the government takes care of it. What a great opportunity. In Hemphill, 409-787-3388. In Jasper, Texas, 409-384-2383. Hearing Solutions, stop by and see them today. The Superintendent of Education of the State of Louisiana, Cade Brumley, will be our guest tomorrow. And I should point out, Dan Bongino, if you're listening to KWLA, our talk station, his last day with us is going to be March the 15th. He has now been named the Deputy FBI Director and will be leaving us. Not sure who's going to replace him. If you remember when Rush Limbaugh passed away, it took us a couple of hosts before we got to Dan Bongino. We'll make sure we get you the best. Joshua Jordan, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Chad. How are you this morning?
I am doing well. What's on your agenda this morning?
How about that Dan Bongino news? That's pretty surprising.
It surprised me. I thought that he was under consideration for the FBI Secret Service Director, and I was surprised he took the deputy post.
I guess you can always go back to hosting radio when he's done. I know he had a podcast as well that he did, I think, before his radio program. But that seems like a pretty good gig to have. Instead of, you know, being the number two at the FBI.
I'll guarantee you he will make a lot more money hosting radio than he will at the FBI. And you say he can go back. He can, but remember, he really came into a lucky situation. Rush Limbaugh had passed away. They were looking for someone nationwide to hit that 11 to 2 slot, which is a prize slot, and everything came his way. If he leaves the FBI, that 11 to 2 is going to be filled.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you know, and that's the issue. So you're not going to get that coveted time slot, most likely, back. And who knows where you would be. But I guess maybe his view is he wants to serve the country and make change, and he feels like he can do that better being at the FBI than being on the radio. Here's the other thing. I know he had moved to, because he used to live in Maryland, ran for Congress in Maryland, and then he moved down to Florida. I think he ran for Congress down in Florida, but he's down in Florida, and I'm pretty sure you can't do that job remotely. So he's going to be moving back here and giving up, you know, living down in Florida with the weather and, you know, not having to pay state income taxes and
George Bush stayed his legal residence was in a hotel room for years, which means there's no state income tax. And I'll bet you when push comes to shove, Dan Bongino has got a place in D.C. and in Florida, but his tax return is going to be maintained in Florida.
Yeah, he could be doing that, I'm assuming. Yeah, here's the other one, Ted, that I wanted to touch on was Mitch McConnell. Are you sad that Mitch McConnell said that he was going to retire?
I'm sad he didn't do it 30 years ago.
I mean, that's true, isn't it? You know, I mean, I think it, people talk about that there should be, because I think Mitch McConnell, he's, what, 82, 83 years old, I believe. And there's talk when this came out of, you know, there should be, and I know there was talk when Biden was in, that there should be an age limit. You know, if there's an age limit for you to be able to run for Congress, president, or the Senate, maybe there should be an age limit where, you know, okay, like a pilot, that, you know, you're 70 or 65 and you got to leave. I don't know if I'm into an age limit as much as maybe at a certain age you need like a cognitive test. I'm not sure if Mitch McConnell would pass that or not. I mean, he's had these episodes where he freezes up, you know, in the middle of press conferences or you know, giving, you know, talking, and just kind of stands there like Joe Biden staring off into the abyss. Because I do feel like, Donald Trump is, he's going to be 80, what is it, this year or next year?
But
that's just the older I get, Ted, the more I don't like that idea.
But you say that, but I know people that are 80 and their minds are extremely sharp. And I know people that are 50 and they're kind of losing it. Here's my thoughts. I don't think anybody is irreplaceable. And this idea that you got to go to Congress or you got to go to the school board or police jury and you got to be there for 30 years because you're the only person smart enough to do that. I think every average citizen is smart enough to do the job. Alan Seabaugh is introducing legislation to put term limits on police jury members in Sabine and DeSoto in this session. Asked him what term. He said he hadn't decided. Might be for the time served already. And I suggested 30 days. He thought that was a little short. But I think term limits are great. I don't think anybody's not replaceable.
Yeah, and I agree with you, and I think that it's funny that we put George Washington on the pedestal as we should, you know. But here's a person that term limited himself. He was smart enough to say, "Yeah, we're not looking to just, you know, have a king here in America after we had to fight to get out from under the king in England, and I'm going to step aside, and this is what I'm going to do after I serve, you know, as president." And I think that it was interesting when I used to work on the Hill back in my young life. There was somebody that was there, and the conversation about term limits came up. And there were some people that said, "Yes, we need term limits." And you know, this is back in the mid '90s, so a while back. And somebody said, "No, we don't need term limits because." Then you get these new people that come in, and they don't know the system and how the system works and, you know, how to work the system.
And that's bad?
Exactly. I mean, and that, honestly, that's the problem is, you know, when you have these just lifelong career politicians that know how to work the system, it's not a good thing for us at the end of the day.
You know, it's very much.
I think you're right.
It's very much like getting elected as a senator or a representative to Baton Rouge and not knowing where Ruth and Chris's steakhouse is at. It's a tough challenge, but you'll recover.
Yeah. How to get my tickets to the football games, the basketball games, or you know what I'm able to order on the menu, or you know, heaven forbid, what really becomes great is I just walk in and they are, you know, the staff already knows what I want and they just bring my food out to me. So. Yeah, I thought, wow, what an interesting argument to have when we're talking about term limits is that, you know, these people really know how to milk the taxpayers, and they need to be, be kept in place because at the end of the day, they know how to then get reelected so they can keep doing it. And that's the thing, and I'm not talking about somebody that worked, owned a business or worked in you know, whatever they did for their job prior to running for Congress or the Senate or governor. But, you know, you see somebody like a Joe Biden, and his wife was a community college professor, you know, for at least a while. and the guy has, you know, multiple homes, and he's worth millions and millions of dollars, and you say, how in the world was he able to do that without something nefarious taking place? And, you know, with the salary that he had working as basically just a member of Congress or a you know, a senator for all of those years, and he's amassed all this wealth. Those are the people that we need to say, this is the problem, is you get these people that are, you know, got out of college, maybe had a job for a little bit, and then ran for Congress and have amassed incredible wealth. And then want to tell everybody else how to live and that there shouldn't be term limits.
Hey, that's
a huge problem.
It's the American dream. Joshua Jordan's with us. We come back. How much longer does Elon Musk have that he can continue his program before it starts falling apart? We'll talk about that, plus so much more. Broadline services. I talk to you about them just about every day. And it's exciting to talk to you about them because they have so many things for your home. Maybe it's time to replace the flooring. They can do that for you. They can put in ceramic tile, porcelain, wood, carpet. If it goes to the house, they have it. Countertops, all sizes, all selections. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Speed Queen Appliances. Remodel or customize your bathrooms. Tim or Juanita, 318-652-1215. Or go to broadlines.org.
Hi, I'm Abigail Chevalier, a nursing student at Northwestern State University. Northwestern is proud to graduate more registered nurses than any other college in the state. Believe me, you'll want to come to Northwestern. With dedicated resources across campuses in Natchitoches, Alexandria, Leesville, and Shreveport, Northwestern is committed to delivering a top-quality nursing education. Here's the best part. 100% of nursing students are hired before graduation or shortly thereafter. Visit nsu.la/healthcare to learn more about our nursing programs and start your journey towards a rewarding future.
Nichols is your headquarters for activewear. Come see our super assortment of men's tees, shorts, caps, and shirts by Hook Performance Fishing. These are no ordinary shirts. Hook uses a durable poly-knit fabric designed to keep you cool and dry. This stain-release fabric keeps messy stains from setting and has SPF protection, too. Hook shorts are designed with secure zip pockets, and the fabric breathability adds superior comfort. Great designs in a variety of vibrant colors. Check out Hook Performance Fishing Apparel on display now at your local Nichols store.
Broadline Services, located across from Sabine Retirement and Rehab in Manny, has everything you need. If it goes in a house, they have it. From flooring to countertops, open Monday through Friday. From small jobs to large jobs, they can help bring your dreams to life. Go see Tim or Juanita for all your flooring needs, including ceramic tile, porcelain, carpet, or wood floors. They also custom build showers, and remodels are available. No matter what the need, Broadline Services is here to help. 318-652-1215. They're also an authorized Speed Queen dealer.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
Hello, my name is Dr. LeBlanc from LeBlanc Eye Center in Leesville, Louisiana, across the street from Bird Hospital. Are you tired of choosing which lens is clear, one or two? Are you tired of being rushed into deciding if you're sure or not? Have you experienced this before? At LeBlanc Eye Center, there is no stress, no frustration, just accuracy. Now we have instruments from NASA that will give you a prescription almost perfect before we even ask you any questions. No more 102. Please come see me at LeBlanc Eye Center for a very pleasurable experience at the eye doctor. Please call 337-239-2321.
You know, the temperatures today got to get up to the 60s and 70s this week. Finally getting around to some nicer weather. Maybe want to do a little fishing and you need some fishing supplies. Nichols has it for you. Winfield, Leesville, Coushatta, Manny. Been providing sporting items for over 100 years. Stop by a Nichols store today. Get everything you need. Nichols. Joshua Jordan is with us. And Joshua, here's my question. Elon Musk is making a lot of people unhappy because he's upsetting the gravy train for a lot of people in America. How long is it before the liberals and the leftists start saying enough already?
Well, I think they said that from like day one. and have been going after Elon. And I'm sure that I don't know if he enjoys it or how he feels about the process. I think when you come from a business side, it's so different, and I think that's why, you know, so much doesn't work when it comes to the government is, you know, you have these lifetime you know, government workers, and many of them don't agree with you know, Republicans and conservatives, and so they're going to work against you. I mean, I was talking with somebody last week, and he said, I think it was put to me best. He does a lot of government work. He said, I think it was put to me best. One time I had a meeting, and they said, you know, we don't really care who president is. We're going to do whatever we want to do. We just have to, you know, if it's somebody that's a Republican or a conservative, we just have to ride it out for, you know, 4 years or 8 years, get past it, and then move on and hopefully have a Democrat in office. And you know, Elon Musk or somebody that runs a business or manages people in a business understands that, like, you know, we all need to be sort of on the same track here and all, you know, going towards the same goal. And, you know, that's Elon, that's, you know, selling, you know, Tesla cars and Cybertrucks.
But Joshua, there's some sad stories out there. I was listening to this one woman talk about it, and she said, you know, I had to make a choice. Do I take the early retirement or do I stay on the job? And, you know, I just can't stay on the job because, you know, I've got a child and I don't have anybody to take care of the child. If I have to go back in the office, I haven't been in the office in 3 years. And then the other thing is that, you know, I moved, and I don't even live in that state anymore, but I still want to keep my job. That's sad.
Yeah, it's been a lot of sadness. You know, I'm pretty close to it, Ted, so I'm around it quite a bit. I thought the most ironic thing was when this started, and you know, there was cuts at the VA, there was cuts at, of course, the USAID, and when those happened, the local news and what was going on around here was all of a sudden you had all these people out in front of those buildings saying, let us in, and
they've never been there.
They wanted to be at work. They have not been there in 5 years. 5 years. March of 2020, Anthony Fauci shut the world down, and Anthony Fauci kept the world shut down. Those people haven't been at least full time, if not like 3 days in a week, haven't been at those jobs, and now all of a sudden they have the time to show up and protest out front. This is the funniest part of this whole thing, is now all of a sudden these people are clamoring because they want back in their office building. I mean, there have been so many stories over the last 5 years of how downtown has suffered, small businesses and restaurants downtown, because nobody was at work. All these government workers, like you said, many of them moved. They went somewhere else. They've been working remotely. And all of a sudden, you know, they said, you know, we can't keep our restaurant open. We can't keep our shop open because there's nobody down here because none of these people are around. And I always find that funny because there are so many people out there struggling, and they have to pay for child care, and they have to work two jobs, and they've had to show up for work. Many of them, oh, heaven forbid, during COVID, as soon as you could get back to work, you know, companies said, get back to work, you're not employed here anymore. And people have moved on and been having to figure this out for years, where these government workers have just been sitting in this great position of not having to do it, and now they're all just completely floored that they're going to have to show up. How about the fact that over the weekend, I don't know if it was Friday or Saturday when this email went out to the government workers, that Musk said, hey, all you need to do is you got to send an email with 5 bullet points of what you accomplished last week. 5. That's it, Ted. So people are up in arms about that. And I think, you know, it was said best by a neighbor. You know, somebody was talking to him and said, you know, what do you think about this? And he said, welcome to the real world. You know, corporate America. Because that's the way it works. I mean, if you had your sales staff and you said, hey, I just need you guys to do a sales report, which they may or may not do, but I need a sales report of the people that you contacted and you saw. you know, that's probably something that they're doing anyway, you know. I mean, that's what most businesses do. We need to make sure that you're doing your job and what we're paying you to do is actually being done. But five bullet points is apparently what was asked for, and these people are completely, you know, bamboozled by that.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we can talk more on the subject and whatever else Josh wants to talk about. We'll be back in a moment. I got a question for you. If you're thinking about going into the field of nursing and you're getting ready to attend that university of your choice, how do you make the right decision? Well, one of the first things you think about, what's the number one nursing school in the entire state of Louisiana? It's Northwestern State University. Where's the best buy an education? Northwestern State University. Where's one of the safest campuses? Northwestern State University. And where's a university close enough to home that you can come see mom and dad and maybe replenish your clothing and get a little allowance on the weekend? Northwestern University. Check with them online today.
AGS Auto Glass Specialists, located at 2017 South 5th Street, want to remind you to bring in chipped, cracked, or shattered windshields to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Auto Glass Specialists offer windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, power windows, front window shields, mobile services, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass Specialists, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
The residents at Manny Healthcare and Rehab Center like to have fun and remain active. Stephanie Holden, our activity director, organizes a variety of fun events and opportunities to make our residents smile. From community barbecues, weekly bingos, and parties for holidays, our activities help to make us your local leader in nursing and rehabilitation services. Come visit us at 120 Natchitoches Highway in Manny, Louisiana to see for yourself. Or call Stephanie Holden at 318-256-9233 to join in some of our fun holiday activities.
We invite you to come down to Natchitoches Wood Preserving off of Highway 1 South. We've been in business for 50 years, and we've been providing Natchitoches and surrounding areas with trailer boards up to 24 feet, poles and timbers up to 40 feet, and vinyl seawalls as well as composite decking. All of our lumber is treated for water use, and every visit you make, you'll deal with the direct owners of the company. We appreciate you, and we love the city of Natchitoches.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
Okay, we're getting ready to start a new month off in March, and maybe get your calendar out and some of the things you need to do. One of those, you may very well need to get an eye appointment, and maybe it's just a routine eye exam. Maybe it's time for cataract surgery. Maybe you've got some eye disease or just routine. Call my friends at Louisiana Eye and Laser Center. They specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of eye disease, offers various eye surgeries when needed. 15 locations, Leesville, Winfield, Natchitoches, Alexandria. 318-487-2020, laionlaser.com. Joshua Jordan is with us. We've got about 3 minutes left. Joshua, what do you want to talk about?
You know, I thought it's been interesting since January 20th, the news reports you get out of the mainstream media, the New York Times sends me, like, headlines every morning in my inbox, and it's always funny just to kind of read through those, but the fact that we're now reporting about, and it's done in a way that is almost like we don't know what the hype was surrounding the border, and why we need to build a wall or have more border agents down there. And I said, wow, you really don't get it, that you have a president, unlike when Biden came in, that said, we don't believe that there is a border either with Mexico or with Canada. So if you want to come, go ahead. And you saw caravans of people. You know, I think that's you know, one of the effects that Trump has had is they, why you're going to travel all the way to the border if you're going to be told that you can't come in.
Yeah, what a border crossing's down 90%.
Yeah, yeah, it's not a, you know, and there's these pictures that they have, and there's nothing going on. Isn't that the point? I mean, isn't that what the American people, one of the reasons why Trump won, not only the Electoral College, but also the popular vote, is people just got tired of, you know, seeing, you know, people streaming across the border. And then I think the greatest thing that happened was you know, the governors of Florida and Texas said, you know what, we're tired of this, and we're going to put them on buses, and we're going to ship them to New York and to Chicago and to Boston. And all of a sudden, when it's at your front door, it's a different story. You know, it's one thing if it's happening in Texas or Louisiana or Florida, and you go, well, that doesn't really affect me because I don't live there or anywhere near there. What do I care? But all of a sudden, it's, hold on just a minute. You know, you're putting these people up not only in a nice hotel, but you're getting on a cell phone, you're getting on a stipend every day. You know, these people are coming in, and you're sending these kids to our schools, and our school is now overwhelmed, and we don't, you know, we can't handle this.
Yeah, but,
and,
you know,
something's got to change.
You know, if Donald Trump is successful in getting rid of all the undesirables out of this country, there's still plenty of room for the ones that have been here for years. Go out and pick the crops, do the painting, do the great artistry work on building houses and things like that. I don't think that was ever the intent. The intent was to get rid of the people that are criminals and the people that are living off the system. They do that,
yeah,
they've been successful.
Yeah, and I think that's what, you know, the borders are, what's his name, Holman, you know, had that this weekend where he said, look, in Boston, they've let, you know, nine people out that need to be deported, nine people that have rape convictions on their records, and they just release those people back to the streets of Boston. And those are the people, I think, that it's like, you know, enough is enough. And I know there's you know, extremes everywhere. I find it interesting because it's, you know, oh, no, you know, Trump's attacking, you know, trans kids with his executive order about, you know, sports. And people say, well, what's the big deal? You know, that's not that big of a deal. But let me tell you what, we just went through a situation here this past fall where you had a football coach leave a high school, travel up the road about 30 minutes to another high school, and you know, this was the coach that won a couple of state titles and had like a, you know, a pipeline really to like D1 schools. And when he moved schools, he brought like 30 kids with him. That's not something that you could do in Virginia. The way he did it was, he said, these kids are homeless, so they don't have a home. So there's not like a district that they have to be in a home high school. And all these kids, so they had a whistleblower. This became a huge story. And then eventually they ruled that they couldn't be, you know, participate in the playoffs. But, you know, the guy's trying to subvert the system. And when is that going to happen? And people say, oh, this would never happen. And, well, you know, how would it not happen where a coach says, you know, I really want to win a volleyball championship, and I'm going to field half the girls' team with boys, or a field hockey team.
Sounds like a plan. Hey, we're out of time. Josh, we enjoyed visiting with you.
All right. Y'all take care.
Ready, Going Afraid, coming up.
When are you coming back to Louisiana? I miss you more than you will ever know. When are you coming back to Louisiana? I lost a part of me. Her words touched me like a well-known memory of how we used.